The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I am here with my co-host, husband, fellow realtor, Pat Bivani.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you today?
Very good. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
We have special guests today, very special guests today, Sheriff Mark McAndrew and Deputy Sheriff Carrie McHugh. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here with us.
Thanks for having us.
We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, click on the Dunmore Corners live webcam tab. I've been told there's a lot of construction going on at Dunmore Corners. Soon. So, but they've been telling me that for months. So,
look us up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and YouTube. View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to mobilefriendlyjruddy.com, JRUDDY.com. The sheriff's in town. We have Sheriff Mark McAndrew, Deputy Sheriff Carrie McHugh. Carrie's in charge of the Firearms Division, and Sheriff Mark McAndrew oversees Lackawanna County. And in addition to the Firearms Division, you have a Real Estate Division. You do a lot. You're a full-service law enforcement agency functioning 24/7.
That's correct, Jackie.
So today, I would like to talk to both of you about the scams that are going on in our area. There's a lot of scammers out there, people that want to take advantage of people, not just the elderly, anybody. And so let's start off with what you're seeing day-to-day and what your office is watching out for, please.
Okay, well, Jackie, within the last month or two, our office has been inundated with calls from people that feel they've been scammed. What I feel these people do is they go on our website, LackawannaCounty.org, and there's administrative contacts that are listed on there, and they're representing themselves to be those contacts. So they're calling these people saying, and they're mentioning my office, my deputy's names on the phone, and they sound very legitimate, but they're not. So the first thing I want to get across to the viewers, is the listeners, is that we do not conduct business in that matter in the Lackawanna County Sheriff's Office. We communicate either by a physical deputy going to your house in uniform in a marked sheriff's office car, or we send a postcard or a letter out that we have business legal papers for you. And we give you the opportunity to come to our office to pick them up, and it'll have my name on the card, or postcard, or on the letter. We do not call anybody. That should be the first red flag when somebody calls you. We do not tell people that if you do not come and meet us, we're going to offer you so much money. That does not work. That does not happen. So that's the first red flag. Please do not answer these phone calls. Hang up immediately. Contact your local police department, and do not give out any personal information over the phone or over emails.
So that's a way a lot of scammers are operating today, by phone and by email, and it does look legitimate, and they're scraping, you know, from your website. They're taking images to make their emails look official. And if I was to get one of those emails and go to your website, it would probably look very similar, especially if they have a name from somebody in your office.
That's correct.
So you're getting the call after the fact. So what are they saying to people?
Well, like I said, they're representing themselves to be deputy sheriffs, and they're actually legitimate names. They're the actual names of the deputies.
And they're saying that the people owe money?
they're saying, well, we have a warrant for your arrest, and you could satisfy this warrant by paying this amount of money or by purchasing a gift card and sending it to this address.
I got a phone call a couple of weeks ago. He says he was from the IRNS.
Yes. Yes.
And,
and he needed your social security number.
And he needed my, he doesn't know my name. He doesn't know my name. Or my, he needs my, but he's going to have me arrested. He's going to send the police and have me arrested unless I give him money over the phone immediately. So I kept him on the phone a little bit, and I had some words for him, and then he hung up on me. You know, I can't believe the IRNS hung up on me. And I got a phone call the other day, too, from Microsoft. I saved it. It's on my phone. They're saying that they're going to cancel my Windows. I was, really? You're going to cancel my Windows? Are you going to take my shades, too? I mean, come on. What's going on here? They don't know who you are. There's so many scams out there. And what they do is they prey on usually the older people, I would think, are the biggest victims of this.
Well, we've also experienced professional people. I've had one doctor come into my office who was getting ready to pay $4,000.
Thank goodness he came to your office first.
Yes, and he's a very prominent doctor in the area. And he was getting ready to pay until he stopped by the office. And this particular scam artist was saying that you missed jury duty. And if you don't pay this amount of money, there's going to be a warrant for your arrest for missing jury duty. And Jackie, that just does not happen.
So he got a phone call?
Yes.
You got a phone call, and they were representing themselves as a Lackawanna County Deputy Sheriff.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
We do not arrest people for missing jury duty.
Thank God.
And we do not correspond with people over the phone. And if people have any questions at all, please call my office at 570-963-6719. Or we have a page on our Facebook page. If you have any concerns, questions, inquiries, please don't hesitate to call the office or go on our Facebook page.
What's the Facebook page?
Lackawanna County Sheriff's Office is the name of the Facebook page.
Very good.
So do they, when they call these people, do these people have a phone number that you could at least track?
They actually use a burner app, it's called. They can obtain any phone number that they wish to, and one of the numbers that they use is a Maine County number.
So it has a 570-963-6111. Oh, my. So you think it's somebody that's actually calling from within the county?
That's where they call from?
They're using a burner app, so they're obtaining a number to make it look like we're calling them from a Maine County number.
And if I was to Google that number, it would come up as a Lackawanna County?
Even if you call that number back, it's going to come up that it's a Maine County number, and it will give you all the departments in the county, so it makes it look like we're really calling them.
Unbelievable. That's scary. See, I could see how that somebody would pay because they're instilling fear. Yeah, I mean, if I received a phone call like that, I would be rattled.
And they're very good at it, Jackie. They're professionals at it. They make it sound very, very
legitimate.
Legitimate, thank you.
So let me ask you this. Is there any way, if somebody pays this money, sends the gift cards to whatever address, is there any way that you can track them down?
No. Like I said, they use that burner app, and there's no way of tracing that number back to any sort of number. It could be from Alaska that they can use. Any number, any area code that they wish to.
And then if somebody sends money, is it an address? Is it a P.O. box? Where does this money go?
They usually don't send money. They require you to go to the store to buy a gift card, scratch off the code on the back, and then provide that code to them. And then they use that to make the gift cards or make numbers that are the same numbers that are on actual gift cards.
Interesting. They're always one step ahead, aren't they?
Absolutely.
Oh, boy. So there's a lot of people out there that they're probably taking advantage of. And it's a growing business, unfortunately. It's not going away.
That's correct.
One thing that we're seeing a lot of lately in our line of work, which is real estate, people who are going to closing often have to bring money. So if you're buying a house, you have to bring money, and it's usually in the form of a certified check or cashier's check. And a lot of times buyers are using title companies, abstract companies, or even attorneys. What's happening are hackers are getting into our email accounts or the abstract company or the attorney's email accounts, changing a letter or a digit, and it looks like it's coming from one of us, and it's last minute, we told you to send a check, but now we want you to wire the money. $1 billion worth of real estate transactions were targeted in 2017. Over $50 million were sent to a hacker. People lost their savings, they lost their lives, they lost their house, the dream home that they had in mind, and nothing is ever found. It's never traced back to that person. So, and it's getting, unfortunately, as I just mentioned, getting worse by the second.
Well, I think you'd agree with me, Jackie, being in the real estate business. If anybody has any questions or maybe they're suspicious of some type of activity, contact their local realtor if they have any questions. If something doesn't look right to them, don't take any chances. Contact your local realtor to make sure that it's legitimate.
Good advice. And call that attorney's office or abstract company with that last-minute change. Double check. Never hurts to double check.
That's correct.
And call the numbers that you're familiar with and talk to the person on the other end of the phone that you have entrusted your life and your savings with. So with us today is Sheriff Mark McAndrew of Lackawanna County, Deputy Sheriff Carrie McHugh of the Firearms Division, and we're talking about those scams that we all have to be aware of that are happening out there that can affect us and our finances. How about, do you deal with any types of identity theft at the Sheriff's Department?
No, what we mostly experience, Jack, is what we spoke about earlier. People representing themselves to be deputy sheriffs, saying we have a warrant for your arrest or you miss jury duty. And in order to satisfy that, you have to come up with money or what Deputy McHugh was referring to, cards, certificates from Target, Walmart. That's usually what we've been seeing.
How about door-to-door solicitations where people are acting like they're from a utility company? Do you see much of that? The years ago, we saw a lot of that. That seemed to be where people were getting scammed. People would come in, or say from a pest control company. They would disguise themselves as somebody from a legitimate company.
That's still prevalent out there, Jackie. That does still happen. I know it does. The best advice I can give to the viewers out there is make sure, if you don't know the person, don't answer the door. If they're not in a marked vehicle, or they don't have a uniform that's identifiable to their company, call your local police department, because there's a lot of scams out there. If you open up the door, there's a chance there might be another individual that could sneak into the back. We've been seeing that a lot of thefts occurring in that manner, where they'll get the people to open the front door,
distract them,
and then there's somebody on the other side going in, and a lot of expensive items have been taken. So please, if you don't know the person or they don't have an identifiable mark on their uniform or in the van or vehicle that they're in, do not let them in. Do not talk to them. Immediately call your local police department, because there's a very good chance it is a scam.
Okay, thank you. We're headed towards the break. Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a beautifully remodeled 4-bedroom, 3-bath home at 216 South Valley Avenue in Oliphant for $169,000. This home has a wonderful foyer with tile floor. It's got brand new electrical, new plumbing, new gas furnace, new roof, a new kitchen, and a new deck. This charming home has a great view. There's a great view. You go out on the back porch and you're looking out over the valley. It's really beautiful. This home needs absolutely nothing but a new owner. It has a nice lot. It's got reasonable taxes and plenty of off-street parking. That's a remodeled 4-bedroom, 3-bath home at 219 South Valley Avenue in Oliphant for $169,000, and that's listed by Teresa Pozlowski of our office.
Thank you, Pat. I have the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors MLS statistics for the last 30 days in Lackawanna, Luzerne, Pike, Wayne, and Wyoming counties. Median sales price for 2 bedrooms or less is $89,500. Median sales price for three bedrooms or less is $144,000, and median sales price for four bedrooms or more is $190,000. And that's the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors MLS statistics for single family homes for the last 30 days. Sheriff, before we go to break, would you kindly give me the phone number, the contact information for the sheriff's office, please?
Sure, Jackie. Our number is area code 570-963-6719, and any of my staff there would be able to answer any of your questions.
And where are you located?
We're located at 200 North Washington Avenue in Scranton, and our office is located on the first floor of the courthouse.
And if someone wants to check out your website and the information there, they would go to?
LackawannaCounty.org.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. We'll be right back.
The talented team of professionals at Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. They're not just real estate agents. They're agents of change. They're on a never-ending quest for the best for you and your family. They can help you find exactly, precisely what you want at this time in your life. A computer, a website, an app, and a listing by itself can't do that. They're obsessed with better and deliver extraordinary, embracing the what if, not just the what's been done before, with a level of accountability and honesty not found anywhere else in the real estate industry. Don't settle for average, okay, or just all right. This change in your life is monumental. And there's only one Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate that will help you rock that change. Call 570-344-6724 and visit jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Each Century 21 office is independently owned and operated.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy. I'm the broker. I'm in with Pat Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor.
And we're back. Very interesting stuff.
This is excellent stuff. We have with us Sheriff Mark McAndrew, Deputy Sheriff Carrie McHugh. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
To both of you. We're talking about scammers and what's happening in the county, Lackawanna County, lately. Your department is investigating a lot of these scams. Unfortunately, you're seeing people come in after they were scammed. And we want to make our listeners aware of what's happening, what's going on in our area, and to beware and be careful. So if you can just give us a little recap, please.
Sure.
Sheriff.
Sure. Jackie, the most important thing that I could speak about for our viewers to know and understand is that my office does not conduct business over the phone. So as soon as you get a phone call that's suspicious, or it sounds suspicious, trust your instincts. Hang up the phone. If our office has business with you, we will mail you a postcard with my name will be on it, Mark P. McAndrew, Sheriff, or a white letter with my letterhead on it. Everything will look official. We do not make phone calls, or you'll see a deputy with in full uniform with a marked Lackawanna County Sheriff car at your house. That's how we communicate, correspond with people. So do not pay attention to any phone calls. Hang up. We do not make arrests for people missing jury duty. And we certainly do not phone people to inform them that they have outstanding warrants or outstanding fines. We don't call. We will send a deputy out to get you, or we will send a postcard with our office letterhead with my name on it. So please think before you act, because once you lose that money, it's almost impossible to recoup it.
So no phone calls, you make house calls.
Correct.
Okay.
We make house calls.
All right, so.
The deputy was talking before about how phone numbers come from, go ahead.
Yes, they use phone numbers that come from, it's called a burner app. They can use any number that they wish to. That's how they conduct their business.
they disguise themselves with this number that looks official. So the phone number that they've been using to scam people, and they're telling people to pay by gift cards, that should be the first red flag. And I don't think I would fall for that, but I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that are getting these gift cards. They're saying to scratch off the number on the back and give them the number over the phone. You don't even have to mail this gift card anywhere. But the phone number is disguised as a Lackawanna County number. What's that number?
That's correct. They use a Maine County number. That number is 570-963-6111.
They're also going on your website and finding out who the people are, the officials. So everybody's listed: deputy sheriffs, chief deputy, Sheriff Mark McAndrew, so on and so forth. And they're calling saying they are that individual.
That's correct, Jackie. They're going on our website and they are using the names that are on the website and representing themselves to be that individual. And it sounds very convincing, but again, the key to all this is phone calls. We do not call people.
Okay.
That's what people have to realize. If you ever hear somebody representing themselves to be a deputy from my office, immediately hang up the phone. We don't conduct business in that manner.
So in the first half, we also talked about what we're seeing in the real estate business. It is something that is happening locally, unfortunately, as well. But in 2017, nearly $1 billion in real estate transactions were the target of wire fraud. And according to the FBI, nearly 10,000 people reported being victims of wire fraud, and they lost totaling $56 million in 2017. So, and it's on the rise. And it's here to stay, unfortunately, and we have to all beware. So what's
isn't that starting to affect our business and delaying closings with money coming in and money being transferred back and forth?
Wires don't, you know, you would think a wire would be the easiest or the fastest way. It's not so. And yes, it is starting to delay the process because of the wire fraud. So a wire could delay a closing. We've actually experienced up to 10 days because of the wire fraud. It's because they're being extra careful. But what's happening is these hackers are getting into our email accounts, the lender's email accounts, the attorney's email accounts, and they're saying, oh, last minute change, Mr. Buyer, Mr. and Mrs. Buyer. Instead of that certified check that we told you, that cashier's check to bring to closing, wire us the money now. And it looks official. It looks like it's one of us that's saying this. And so the buyer just wants the house, do whatever they're told to do. But we're telling people, stop, call your attorney, call your title company, call me, call your realtor, call people that you talk to every day in this transaction to make sure, verify, confirm, and re-verify again.
Right. Check, yes. Double check and check again. Because people are losing their life savings, and this is catastrophic for some people.
Yes, they've already sold a house. They're trying to buy their dream home, and they're in between, and they're losing it all. So their life savings, it's disastrous. Okay. Well, also, what we're seeing is a Craigslist scam. Have you heard about those? Let me tell you what's happening with Craigslist.
Oh my God!
No, this one's new to me.
Oh no! Wait till this is good. Go ahead.
This has been going on for years
and years.
We have on our websites, we often have properties for sale listed on our websites. Most real estate offices do. What these scammers are doing is they're scraping our information, taking our pictures, taking the write-up, and saying it's for rent. Often, it's an amount that's well below market rent value. So, in other words, a house that is selling for $100,000, these scammers will go on, they'll scrape our information and put the house on Craigslist as being rented for $500 a month. Well, they're getting a ton of activity. People want to buy, that can't buy, want to rent a house like this for $500 a month. It's a deal.
It's too good to be true.
And then they say that we'll mail you the keys after you wire us the money. Well, a lot of times people do pause, and then they do realize if it's too good to be true, it probably is. And then they'll find our listing, and then they'll call our office and say, are you also renting that house for $500 a month? And we say no. So we're able to put a stop to that. But I can't tell you how many people have been affected by that scam. And that's a scam everybody needs to, especially if you're in the market to rent and you're on Craigslist looking for an apartment or a rental. Please beware of that.
Right. And what they'll say is, they'll say, well, why can't you show me the apartment? He'll say, I've been deployed. I'm in the army. I'm overseas. The house is vacant. I need to rent it immediately. I have to pay my bills. And sometimes they sound very legitimate, and you want to be sympathetic to these people, but they're just dirtbags that want to steal your money.
Right. So be careful. And it's unfortunate we have to be so suspicious in today's society.
Just verify, if you're in that situation in obtaining or purchasing a new home and you have something that comes across suspicious to you, go to the people you deal with on a daily basis, your solicitor, your lawyer, your realtor.
Very good advice. Sheriff Mark McAndrew from Lackawanna County and Deputy Sheriff Carrie McHugh in charge of Firearms Division. We thank you for your time here today, and we had an excellent discussion, and I hope everybody out there is not afraid, but
be wary.
Yes.
Yes, be wary.
Alert.
Right. And when you get a I'm suspicious of any phone call. Anybody calls me, I'm suspicious of them right off the bat.
You should be. Be very cautious when it comes to phone calls or people coming to your door that are not in a uniform that's marked, their company markings on there, or a vehicle they come in. Make sure it's marked properly. Is if it's not, it's usually a scam.
Ask for ID too, right? Doesn't hurt.
Absolutely. You can ask for ID or just don't answer the phone. Call your local police. Don't communicate with them at all.
How does someone get in touch with the Sheriff's Department, Sheriff, please? Regarding anything we talked about here today, if they're a victim of scam or if they want to double check something, how does someone get in touch with your office, please?
You can contact us at area code 570-963-6719, and any staff member would be able to help you with any question you may have. If anybody has any questions regarding what properties are up for sale, is we do 6 sales a year. You can go on LackawannaCounty.org, hit the sheriff's office, and there's a link for real estate. And that'll tell you all the properties that are up for sale,
for
whatever month
sale.
It is for sheriff sale, yes. And if a deed, in your opinion, has been taking too long to record, you can call our office at the number I mentioned earlier, 570-963-6719, and we could tell you where the holdup is, because a lot of times people...
You get blamed, you know.
You get blamed.
I know we do. I'm glad I have big shoulders, Jackie.
Yeah. But, is that a pet peeve of yours?
Yes. But just to let the realtors know that there's a lot of entities that are involved in this real estate process, with the banks, the solicitors, other county agencies. So the process is long. We have a big volume of deeds that we probably do 1,000, give or take, every year. So between the volume of deeds we record and all the entities involved in the process, that's why the recording of the deeds may take longer than they should.
Okay. Well, thank you for that, because we often wonder if they're just being ignored. So
no,
thank you for that explanation.
You're welcome.
Pat, would you like to review a listing?
Yes, we have a one-bedroom condo in Summit Point for only $68,000. You could probably own your own condo for the same you are now paying in rent, and some of it is tax deductible. This beautiful condo has just been painted. It has new carpeting. This unit is in great condition. It has central air conditioning, a dishwasher, and it's located just across the road from the Viewmont Mall. That's a one-bedroom condo at 1708 Summit Point, for only $68,000, and that's listed by Eddie Ruddy of our office.
Thank you, Pat. And I have the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors MLS statistics.
You have statistics? This is like the favorite part of my show.
Know.
I'm
you,
like such a geek.
You like the
I
statistics.
I do. I like the statistics.
And I think our listeners do, too. And these are for single-family homes, Lackawanna, Wyoming, Wayne, Pike, and Luzerne counties. How did someone pay for the home in the last 30 days.
Not a wire transfer.
No. Cash. 24% paid cash. That number has gone down significantly that since last year. That was in the high 30s at one time. So more people are financing it. A conventional mortgage, that's your, you know, regular mortgage, 45% used a conventional mortgage. 20% used an FHA loan. That's a Federal Housing Administration type of mortgage. 2.5% took advantage of the rural housing financing, and VA is up. And I like to see that number up for our veterans. The Veterans Administration mortgage, 7% people used in the last 30 days. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker.